This is what's trending today. Happy news. For the first time in 25 years, a baby orangutan was born at the National Zoo in Washington, D.C. Zoo officials say they are cautiously optimistic that the baby boy will survive and thrive, or do well. The zoo posted video of the baby vocalizing or making sounds to his mom, Batang. She is holding him gently and looking at him closely. His birth is important because he is part of a critically endangered species. In one photo that the zoo posted, the baby is seen looking at his mother's face. He was only 1 hour old. The newborn's parents are female Batang and male Kyle. Both orangutans are 19 years old. The zoo's animal care staff has observed Batang nursing her infant, who has been keeping close to his mother. The zoo provided updates of Batang's pregnancy on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram using the hashtag OrangutanStory. As news breaks, they will continue to share behind-the-scenes photos and videos with the public. Orangutans have long orange or reddish color hair. The hair grows unevenly on their bodies. They have large jaws, flat noses, and their faces curve inward. Their arms are much longer than their legs, which helps them swing through the forests where they live in the wild. They grasp with their hands and feet. They share almost 97% of the same DNA as humans. They are highly intelligent. Orangutans are listed as critically endangered, mostly because of habitat loss. Their population has dropped more than 50% over the past 60 years. Each and every birth of a critically endangered species is significant, but it is all the more exciting, and this is a historic moment for our Smithsonian's National Zoo, said Meredith Bastian, curator of primates. Zookeepers have been training Batang to care for her infant for the last several years. They taught Batang how to safely hold a new baby using a toy. So far, it seems all is going well for mom and baby boy. And that's what's trending today. I'm Ann Ball.